This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea says that mass of mostly young people celebrating Halloween in Seoul became trapped and crushed as a crowd surged into a narrow alley. It killed at least 151 people. It injured another 82, with the death toll expected to rise, and South Korea's worst disaster in years. Emergency workers and pedestrians desperately performed CPR on people lying in the streets after the crush in the capital's nightlife district on Saturday night. The chief of Seoul's Yongsan Fire Department said the death toll is expected to rise. The Russian Defense Ministry says that Moscow has suspended its implementation of a UN-brokered deal for allowing more than 9 million tons of grain to be exported. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The Kremlin said it will no longer guarantee the safety of cargo ships participating in the UN-led initiative, citing as the reason for its exit an alleged Ukrainian drone attack against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships anchored off the coast of occupied Crimea. Russia said the attack took place early Saturday. In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia has been deliberately aggravating the food crisis since September, when it blocked the movement of ships bearing Ukrainian supplies. From September to the present, he said some 176 vessels have already accumulated in the usual supply corridor, adding that some grain carriers have been waiting for more than 3 weeks. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday denounced Russia's move as purely outrageous and said it would increase starvation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that her husband Paul's condition continues to improve. Paul Pelosi is being treated for injuries he suffered after a man broke into their home in San Francisco and severely beat him with a hammer. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. Her office has said that the 82-year-old Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to repair a skull fracture. He also suffered from serious injuries to his right arm and hands. The 42-year-old suspect is expected to be charged next week. In a letter to congressional colleagues, Nancy Pelosi says the attack has traumatized her family. Meanwhile, at a campaign rally for Democrats in the U.S. state of Maryland, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has denounced the attack on the husband of the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi.
It's one another against one another, who would degrade our Constitution and our Declaration and our proposition that all men and women are created equal.
Tehran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has now issued a new set of warnings to Iranians joining the protests roiling the country right now. Despite those harsh warnings, the anti-governmental demonstrations have continued in cities and university campuses across Iran for the sixth straight week on Saturday. Meanwhile, Iranian media say the gunman who killed 15 people at a major Shiite holy site in southern Iran earlier this week has died. The attack on the shrine was claimed by the Islamic State group. The unrest sparked by the September 16th death of Mahsa Amini in the custody of the country's morality police has rocked the Islamic Republic for over a month. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, continue to make their final appeals for support ahead of Sunday's presidential runoff. The right-wing Bolsonaro took part in a motorcycle rally in one area. It's the capital of a state that generally winds up backing the winner, and where he finished second to his leftist competitor in the initial round of voting. The Silva supporters, meanwhile, rallied in the country's biggest city, Sao Paulo. The appearances followed a combative televised debate that centered on the economy, an issue that could sway some of the few voters who are still undecided. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.